Good morning and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Thursday, March 28th. On today's show, AMLO boasts the peso's exchange rate of 16.56 units per dollar, stating, "Economía moral is better than neoliberalism." Plus, AMLO celebrates the peso's appreciation, proving that economía moral is superior to neoliberalism. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with a recent development in Mexico, where President Andrés Manuel López Obrador recently celebrated the peso's exchange rate of 16.56 units per dollar, a level not seen since December 2015. The president took to social media to declare this as proof that moral economy is superior to neoliberalism. Here to discuss this further is James, a correspondent for Simply Economics from Mexico. Can you tell us more about this development?
Absolutely, David. The Mexican peso and the stock market gained ground, ending a short week for domestic markets. This will culminate with the release of a highly anticipated U.S. inflation report on Good Friday, which could provide new clues about the future of interest rates. Locally, the session was marked by the publication of budgetary pre-criteria, in which the government reiterated its economic growth estimate for this and next year, as well as the release of solid labor market and export figures in the morning.
And how did the peso close?
The Mexican peso closed at 16.5625 per dollar, according to the Bank of Mexico. This is an appreciation compared to Reuters' reference price on Tuesday. However, during the day, it reached 16.560 units, a level not seen since December 2015.
What does this mean for the Mexican economy?
This is a significant development. Higher-risk assets continue to consolidate their gains ahead of the Easter break. So far this year, the economy has been more resilient than expected at the beginning of 2024, according to a note from CI Banco.
And how has this been received by the public?
President López Obrador has certainly celebrated this development, stating on social media that this proves that moral economy is better than neoliberalism. He highlighted that the Mexican currency appreciated as it had not happened in 9 years, asserting that this reduces poverty and inequality in the country.
Thanks for that update, James. In related news, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has highlighted the appreciation of the Mexican peso against the U.S. dollar, reaching a level not seen since December 2015. He asserts that this demonstrates the superiority of moral economy over neoliberalism. Here to discuss this further is Bella, a correspondent for Simply Economics from Mexico. Can you tell us more about this development?
Certainly, David. The Mexican peso has indeed been strengthening against the U.S. dollar, a trend that President López Obrador is attributing to his economic policies. He has been a proponent of what he calls moral economy, which prioritizes poverty reduction and inequality over neoliberal economic principles.
And how does this compare to the peso's performance in the past?
The president shared a graph showing the peso's performance since 2016, asserting that the national currency has strengthened more than any other in the world relative to the U.S. dollar. This is a significant claim, considering the global economic challenges and the impact of the pandemic.
So, what does this mean for the Mexican economy and its citizens?
A stronger peso can have several effects. It can make imports cheaper, which can help control inflation. It can also make Mexican goods more expensive for foreign buyers, which could impact exports. However, the president's focus seems to be on the potential benefits for poverty reduction and decreasing inequality.
Interesting. And how are these developments being received in Mexico?
The response is mixed. Supporters of the president see this as validation of his economic approach. Critics, however, argue that a range of factors influence currency strength and that it's not solely a reflection of domestic economic policy. The debate is likely to continue as the economic situation evolves.
That's certainly something to watch. Thanks. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.